What we think about God matters. Quite honestly, thinking rightly about God is one of the most, if not the most important things that we can do. The term orthodoxy is a complex sounding word that simply means straight thinking about God. Now, the term ortho is Latin for straight, and orthodontists, they want straight teeth. And as Christians, we want straight or right thinking about God. Now, why is this so important? Why is thinking rightly about God so critical? Well, simply stated, what you think affects how you live. If I'm orthodox or right in my thinking, this is going to have an impact on how I practice or live my life. If orthodoxy is right thinking, then orthopraxy is right practice. Orthodoxy leads to orthopraxy. Right thinking leads to right practice. The scriptures command us to study, to show ourselves approved. We are called to grow in the knowledge of God, and the Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We need to believe the right things. You see, right thinking leads to right actions. Now, let's take a super, basic look at an important example. If you really believe that the salvation of people's souls is dependent upon you, which it is not, then you will act accordingly and wrongly. Salvation is not dependent upon you. Salvation is not dependent upon your wise words of influence. If my thinking is right about God's involvement in salvation versus my involvement in salvation, then I'm going to act according to what is true. I will not be acting on misinformation. You see, what we believe is so unbelievably important. If you have a false view of the Holy Spirit, you will not depend on the Spirit in keeping with how the Spirit can be depended upon. Now, the author A.W. Tozer, in his wonderful book, Knowledge of the Holy, writes this: "The decline of the knowledge of the Holy has brought on our troubles. A rediscovery of the majesty of God would go a long way toward curing all of them. It is impossible to keep our moral practices sound and our inward attitudes right while our idea of God is erroneous or inadequate. If we would bring back spiritual power to our lives, we must first begin to think of God more nearly as He is." What you believe matters. Grow in the knowledge of God and develop yourself. Cultivate a rich understanding of the truth. Therefore, you can live your life according to what is true. As Jesus said, the truth will set you free. Now, I'm excited to spend some time reviewing the foundations of the actual gospel message, or the good news of Jesus Christ.